It is a time of fear and unrest. Emperor Nermut Bundeloy.
Sentience, order, order, order. Who am I kidding? Go nuts. This is Hollywood, baby. And court is in session. Honorable Judge Hustie Winkle presiding. You might remember me from 10 straight years of announcing the hottest eyeball holothon ever. You're tuned in to Pop Up the Justice. It's time for the what? Opening statements for the trial of who? You know her, you love her, or maybe you don't. The Barbarian Jay. This is the people versus her. It's about that, Justice.
Hello, my name is Suzanne, prosecutioner. I am representing the people in this juncture. As we all know, Barbarian Jade has been charged with hundreds of counts of money laundering, of finance fraud, hundreds of millions of croon, ruining reputations. How long am I on? I got 1 minute? Okay, girl, I'll wrap it up. So yeah, we, the people, want Barbarian Jade, this sentient, washed-up spaceship, who honestly, movies aren't that great, to go to jail forever. Thank you very much.
Your Honor, her acting coach would like to approach.
Oh, well, this is a surprise. I'll allow it.
Susan, do you think I'm doing well? Do you think I got it down?
I just think the ending...
Exactly.
Punch it.
Just, right.
Like, end on a punch.
Do I have the frazzled... Tony,
oh, yes,
down.
Sexless prosecutor, yes, yes, down, yes, 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 absolutely. Yes. But if you could just, at the end, make a meal of it.
And we're back in.
Barbarian Jade, murderer, money murderer. Murderer. Who do you want your children asleep or dead? Thank you, the people rest. Not rest, just the beginning, thank you.
Gavel, gavel, gavel.
Sentience and non-sentience now entering the court. The defense.
Hello, lawyer for the defense. My name is Quaid Blismo, and I am shocked and sickened by the accusations made by the state of Hollywood against my client, the Barbarian Jade. The Barbarian Jade is a beloved hollow star. She is somebody that people look up to. And the fact that we are even in this courtroom at all right now is absurd. This is a circus right now because the Barbarian Jade's good name is being dragged through the mud for crimes that I intend to prove she had absolutely no part in committing. And I will put a blaster to my own head before I will see her go to jail. That is how confident I am in the innocence of the Barbarian Jade. I don't care how many counts of money laundering, of tax fraud, of endangering the youth are leveled against the Barbarian Jade. Every single one of them is an absolute slap in the face of one of the grand dames of the Hollywood scene. In summation, I can't wait to tear the prosecution's argument apart. Blismo rests. Thank you.
Wowee! Quaid Blismo coming in hot! Wow! Hustie Winkle loves it. That's right, here in the courtroom of Hustie Winkle. Wait a second. Who's that waving up there?
Permission to speak, sir?
Wow! Who am I to say no to a guy waving a flag?
Objection! Objection!
Counselor?
Objection.
Counselor? The gentleman has a flag!
Okay, objection. Are we to allow this fresh-faced youth with stars in his eyes to deliver what is no doubt a moving, passionate speech of his own?
Objection, what he said.
Objection overruled and objection overruled.
Well,
onward, child. Young man.
Thank you, Judge. Now I might just be extra in the gallery, new to Hollywood. And, you know, maybe I just have a sack of dreams and a smile and a few 8x10 hollows that I'm handing out right now.
Oh, wow, he's whipping them.
But I think that this is a grave miscarriage of justice. And I will do everything I can.
All right, that's commercial, that's commercial. Hey, listen, extra, you're gonna get a line. Speed it up.
Dev, it was too slow?
Way too slow. You were really milking it. Stop milking those teeth.
But my species is lactating.
I understand.
Okay.
Stay on your mark, defense.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You keep
dipping.
Well, you gotta have a guy to follow me. I told you I was gonna walk around.
We don't have a cam guy today.
Okay, alright.
I don't think Crafty got my request. There's dairy in my coffee.
Do I look like the person you should be complaining to?
I don't know.
No.
Crafty!
Where the duck is Crafty?
Craftbot wonders if pretzel sticks are too short.
Not only are they too short, they're far too salty, all right? Get these out of my face.
I'm also glucose intolerant.
Scanning for glucose. Glucose found.
Right, thank you. No.
Individually wrapped mints dispensing.
And we're supposed to make a meal of this? This is a meal now?
Exactly. You know exactly where I'm coming from.
Barge, I thought that went very well for us.
Really? They just said a bunch of lies and you didn't correct them.
Barge, were you listening to what I just said? I said every single one of them was false. I was going to prove all of them wrong. Also, we had that weird kid in the audience stand up. That's great stuff.
What was that all about?
I have no idea, but what I'm saying is we can use that, all right? That's a smoke screen.
Okay, I trust you.
Thank you so much.
Your jaws are stunning. Barge, both of your jaws are stunning.
Barge, I'm going to air kiss you to the left. I'm going to air kiss you to the right. We are going to get through this.
Thank you.
They're not going to lay a finger on you, okay? Okay, we're heading back.
Sentients of all flavors and sizes, we're back in session right here. Honor me. Oh, interior fireworks. Never live without them, baby. Court of Honorable Hastui Winko is back in session. Loved it.
Oh, yeah. Feel the Winko.
And cut the fireworks. It's just us.
And don't forget the bailiff.
We're coming back in for the trial of the Barsharian Jade, and we're back to the prosecution.
The prosecution would like to call its first witness to the stand. Barsharian Jade's son, formerly known as Blimpy, formerly Laser Ted, now known as Tree Boy.
Organics and droids, please give a warm round of applause to the witness now entering through the big door on the floor. It's Tree Boy!
Tree Boy, we'll have you please slate to the camera. Name, height, representation.
Name is Tree Boy. I'm 70 meters high, and I have no representation.
Not even seeking. Okay.
Tree Boy, you are Barsharian Jade's son, are you not?
Yes.
And they've been your mother your entire life?
What?
Yes or no, please.
Yes.
Would you say that they were a good mother or a bad mother?
I was fine. She was fine as a mother.
Give examples.
Okay. When I had my first Little League game, my mom was not there.
Wow.
Wow.
Objection. Objection.
1 in 8 mothers who neglect their children sports events end up being murderers based on science.
Objection. Your Honor, the acting coach would like to approach their client.
Hello.
Did my accent change?
It slightly changed.
My accent changed.
It did, definitely. We're channeling frazzled, sexless,
right.
You know, childless.
I was so sexy.
You were oozing.
I was oozing sex.
Yeah, exactly. I'm back here. I'm in the back of the room.
You're
and
moist.
I'm getting turned on.
Right, okay. I'll do it again. I'll do it. I'll continue.
And we're back in. Spotlights are hot and on.
So you would say that your mother's a bad mother?
What? What?
Thank you so much. The prosecution rests for this part.
What?
Tree Boy, if that is your real name.
No, it's not. I mean, Blimpy's my
real
name.
Oh, so you admit Tree Boy's not your real name?
Well, it's changed to couple times.
Oh, okay, so what you're saying is you're a person who changes your mind. Is that correct?
I guess everyone changes their mind from time to time.
Oh, do they? Oh, well, we all change our mind. Yeah. Oh, wow, we're really learning a lot here from old Tree Boy.
What? We're learning that people change their mind?
Let me repeat to you what you said just a moment ago when you were asked,
what kind of mother did you have? And you said she was fine. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, let me, because, you know, I don't want you to change your mind about this later. Let me describe to you what fine means. It means of high quality, okay? It means good or satisfactory. It also means very...
Objection. Relevance?
Fellow counselors read literally reading definition of fine, so it's fine.
Relevance?
It's fine. Objection overruled.
So what I'm saying is what you've described is actually a mother of very good quality.
Sure.
Okay. Well, great. Then the defense rests.
All right, we're going to punch in, and you're going to do your product placement. Are you ready?
Yeah,
all right.
I'm ready.
All right, we're...
Hello, I'm Quade Blizmo, and if you think this job is tough, you're right. But setting up my own professional website through Wix.com, that was a snap. That's why I, along with over 150 million other sentients, some of them clients, have used Wix.com to create a website using one of more than 500 customizable templates. And I didn't need to do a thing to get their built-in SEO tools and sleek mobile optimization. That's all part of the deal when you make a website at Wix.com. And if you're thinking you need to be a high-powered Hollywood lawyer to afford this, think again. You can build a website of your own with Wix today for free. That's right. Not a crew need leave your wallet to have an eye-catching website today. And if you go to Wix.com and use the coupon code ZYXX, Z-Y-X-X, you'll get 10% off any premium plan. With Wix premium plans, you get more storage, a free domain for a year, and much, much more. That's Wix.com code ZYXX. WIX.com, ZYXX, the code for 10% off any premium plan. Creation without limits, and that's a Quade Blizmo guarantee.
Checking with the executives in the booth.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Judge, back to you.
That's the end of round one here in the trial of the century, the trial of the Bakarian Jade. And I'm going to just say something. It's a little off topic, but I'm going to need that crafty bot. I'm going to go nuts. It's going to be crazy. You're not going to see it covered. I'm going to ask for some licorice.
No, I wouldn't have guessed. I thought he was going to ask for something.
I can't do licorice. I'm allergic to all things sticky.
Crafty bot. Right?
Licorice available, red or black.
Spit it right in my mouth. Spit it, Jeffy. Okay.
Can Crafty bot interest you in a miniature quiche?
Oh, boy, could you? Put it in my robe.
Very well.
Excuse me, it seems like the makers of this Crafty bot are getting a lot of paid airtime.
You're not the only corporate shill here.
All right, all right.
Prosecution would like to call next witness. Bargerian Jade's very famous ex-husband, spaceship Spielship, to the stand. He hasn't been seen in 2 years in person.
Okay, Barge, we knew they were going to do this. We knew this was going to happen.
Here he is, racing up from the floor in a puff of smoke. And slate a name for the cameras.
Spaceship Spielship.
Wow. What a jaw.
Now, Spaceship Spielship, what is your relation to the Bargerian Jade?
The Bargerian Jade is my ex-wife.
And how long were you two married?
We were married for 7 years. We met doing a picture, decided to get engaged during the sequel, fathered a child on the third film in the series. By the fourth film, we were barely speaking to each other.
And how would you describe your relationship with the Bargerian Jade?
Chilly.
And by chilly, what exactly do you mean?
Financially chilly, intellectually chilly.
And would you describe your relationship now, that of a very successful Hollywood director and that of a financial murderer?
Your Honor, may I?
I thought I'd end it like a little bit of excitement at the end.
I just think it's too soon for that. We're still building the tension. Right, okay. We're still developing your sad, pathetic, loft-wearing character.
Right. My hair is greasy. We got it. Okay.
Right, yeah.
I would characterize the Bargerian Jade as a murderer financially. A financial murderer.
Can you say that to camera and use the word murder just louder than the other words?
The Bargerian Jade is a murderer. of the finance of financial.
Great, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I think we got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's it for prosecution. We rest now for this.
I just want to say I've never seen anyone direct the biggest director in the history of film. All of Hollywood. Bold move, prosecutor.
That's why they call me Susan Prosecutor Fisher.
Your Honor, if I can say one
thing. I'll allow it. Of course.
Why?
Wow.
Why?
Second,
why?
A second flag. Wow. Wow.
I've been looking at this, quote unquote, justice. And I have one thing to say. I, Phenom Pennyworth, who's currently seeking representation,
yes,
was murdered financially by the Bargerian Jade.
Wow.
And that's commercial.
I'm not allowed to respond?
The cliffhanger ends there, baby.
I understand, I understand. Bargy, actually, this is good for us. Okay, this is actually great for us.
Okay, because I didn't do anything. Can I speak? Is this fine? This is fine. We're commercial,
we're on a break,
right?
We're on a break. Bargy,
nothing matters?
Want.
Nothing matters
no,
in commercial.
Now.
Yeah. Just get about 100, 200 of those licorices.
Half-bot dispensing. All right, you two.
Yeah.
When we're back from commercial?
Yes.
We want to get the nose-to-nose shot.
Share the nose-to-nose.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, no problem.
And three, two.
And we're back.
You know, I don't care for what you did out there.
Well, why don't you take your nose and put it somewhere? It's better.
Is this better? Do you like this? Do you like my nose up close?
Right on my nose?
Yeah.
You're a dirty man.
Oh, well, you're about to see how dirty I can get, sister.
Why don't you rebuttal this?
Oh, you slapped me right in my face.
Well, why don't you slap your own trial?
If you came for rules, then you came to the wrong city, wrong town, wrong courtroom, baby. We are making sure justice gets pumped.
I'll see you at the recess.
I'll see you there as well.
We fired our writers.
Spaceship Spielship, if that is your real name.
It's not.
Oh, really? How interesting. For the record, what is your real name?
Starship Spielship.
So you're a sort of person who feels like they can just change their mind whenever they... I did this, didn't I? I'll move on. Spaceship... Or should I say, Starship?
Either one is fine.
You characterized your relationship with the Bargerian Jade as chilly.
That's right.
You said financially chilly. You said emotionally chilly. But I noticed you didn't say physically chilly.
No.
So why is that?
Are you familiar with the term hatch to hatch?
I think I've heard the term.
The following part of this episode has been censored due to inappropriate content.
Well, that was extremely graphic and not what I was after at all.
Well, you asked.
I did ask. That's on me. Let me move on. Mr. Spielship, you also mentioned during your testimony that on the fourth film you worked on, you grew apart. Now, why is that?
Are you familiar with a ship hole?
I'm familiar with the ship hull.
The following 40 minutes of this episode has been censored due to inappropriate content.
Now we are talking! This is some good, good justice!
Okay, that is also not what I was after, alright?
Hey, I feel this is a little unfair. Can I chime in?
Barge?
This episode has been censored for the next 20 minutes due to inappropriate content.
Jesus, okay.
The prosecution would like to call its final witness.
Wow. I think we're all waiting with bated breath to know if this witness knows anything about the crimes.
He would like to call Sammo and Wick.
And rappelling down from the ceiling on two tiny ropes. Former rebel spies, dust heads to the max, and Sammo and Wick. Slater for the camera while spinning!
Sammo.
And Wick!
Hi, sky high on dust, baby.
Representation? CAA!
What is your relationship with the Bargerian Jade?
Bargy was cool. We hung out a few times and...
We also did like a bunch of financial investments with Bargy.
Right.
We gave her a lot of our money because we trusted her with all the connections she had.
Yeah, I do remember that Wink and I did give money to a holding company that was...
It was Bargy and Friends.
Bargy and Friends, a holding company, and it was referred to as a shadow company.
Yeah, we gave them like 300 thou crew.
Yeah.
And then we built upon it. It literally was the shape of a pyramid.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I have all the documentation for anybody that wants it.
And we also have this, like, audio signature from Bargy that says,
I approve of this financial transaction.
We were super high, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't keep records, baby.
Thank you. The prosecution rests this one again.
Sammo and...
Wink!
Wink, let me ask you, you two pretty big dust heads, are you not?
Formally.
Formally.
Yeah, we haven't been able to do dusts for a while because we can't afford it anymore.
Yeah, we went through dust withdrawal.
And if you don't know how that's like, just like imagine, like, seeing the world for like what it is.
Yeah, and your skin getting like...
clear, and like... losing weight.
Yeah.
Like, feeling really healthy. And like,
We're going on runs and stuff now.
Yeah, we do, like, yoga.
Yeah, it's...
and space Pilates.
A living hell.
Right. But when you engaged in your financial transaction with the Bargerian Jade, were you or were you not on dust?
Yeah.
Very dusted.
Okay.
But we, like, think, like, much better when we're on dust. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How interesting. So you would say that your recall is actually improved while you're on dust.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I remember a moment ago when you said you gave Bargy a bunch of money. Oh, no, wait. You said you gave her business agents a bunch of money. Is that correct?
Yeah, but Bargy was right there.
Okay, but did you give Bargy the money or did you give the business agent the money?
I guess we gave it to the business agent.
Oh, how interesting. Okay.
Overrules? He's leading the witness.
No, I do the overrules. You
I do the...
No.
Objection.
Right, there we go. You do the objections.
It's been a long day.
Right, no, I understand. It's like these 12-hour shooting days.
You know,
crazy.
It's fine. It's no big deal.
Right, okay, not...
He's leading the witness. I'm so slow.
Okay, overrules.
So, you gave the Bargerian Jade's business agents the money that you invested in these companies, which may or may not have had anything to do with the Bargerian Jade.
I don't know. We were on dust.
Oh, so now your recall is worse because you're on dust. I guess I'm confused.
I don't like the vibe that's happening.
I'm not into this.
I'm sorry, we gotta cut. The executives in the booth, they find this whole performance just...
not spicy enough?
It's not spicy.
Okay, I've actually got something, executives, I'm so sorry.
You understand what we're asking for?
I'm with you, I'm
all
with
right,
you.
All right, and where we go, 3, 2, 1.
So, Sammo and Wink, it seems like you have some pretty severe memory problems, so maybe what you need is, Crafty Bot, if I could, some dust, please?
Yuck, yes.
Crafty Bot dispensing dust.
Wowie zowie, this is getting good.
Sam and Wink, I will need you to do this dust and then answer my question.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me ask you one more time.
Classic.
Did you? Or did you not?
Keep going, Wink.
Give any money
that's
directly
it.
To the Bargerian Jade.
Yeah, answer the question.
I did not.
The defense rests. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, flipped it right back at it.
Turned it right back in my face. But they never gave money directly to the Bargerian Jade, only her business agent. So it sounds to me like their qualm is with them and not the Bargerian Jade. Thank you.
Wow.
No more questions.
Yeah. Hairs are being split.
Get out of your chairs and move your body because it's time for recess.
We are back from halftime, ladies and gentlemen. Here on Pump Up the Justice, Honorable Hostui Winko presiding. We're coming in hot into the second half, and we're getting ready for witnesses from the deep defense. Go to it!
Now, as is tradition in Hollywood court, all of the defense witnesses are surprise witnesses. So, without any further ado, let me bring in my first of three extremely surprising witnesses, each more surprising than the last. I present to you...
Sorry, everyone.
I actually don't know. Who is that bird?
I'm Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundle. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I need to get onto the Bargerian Jade, actually.
I don't know who that is.
Bargie, no, it's Nermit. It's...
Okay, my client doesn't know who you are, so you're going to have
perfect
to leave.
Bargie, please, open the hatch. I need to get on. I'm not a witness. I'm a master missions operations manager.
Can we cut this? Can we cut this out? I don't know what this is.
This is a surprise. The executives are loving this.
Okay, great. We'll roll with it.
My lover is giving birth.
Oh, they hate it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We don't want to talk about this.
Fine. Opening up my hatch.
Yes.
I'm coming, daughter.
Okay, if we could get back to my surprise witnesses. I'd like to call for my first surprise witness, the Grower Mind.
As the bailiff, whose responsibility it is to slight the witness, I don't see...
Wow! Out of the chest of the Rashdarn bailiff! Name, height, representation?
I am the Grower Mind. My height is forever. My representation is that of the undying will of the swarm. Also, I'm freelancing with the Universal Talent Agency.
Now, Mr. Grower Mind, you and the Bargerian Jade have shared a relationship, is that correct?
That is affirmative and true.
How would you characterize, based on that relationship, the inner nature of the Bargerian Jade? What sort of sentient is she?
The type of sentience that will care for those around her. There was a time when emotion and empathy and affection was shared between us.
Well, that is interesting. Mr. Gromamind, if possible, would you marry the Bargerian Jade?
Affirmative.
Objection. Come on. I feel like I'm in the middle of like a...
Overall, this is good, hot, nasty stuff.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Gromamind. No further questions. Prosecution, your witness.
Mr. Gromamind, is that what you go by?
All species know my name.
How would you describe what you do on a regular basis?
I assimilate willing and unwilling species into the collective swarm into my hive mind. During the process of assimilation, the body goes through an overmorphing process where carbon atoms are broken down into egg sacs, producing many types of castes in our perfect caste system.
I see. Now, wouldn't you consider that to be a violent sort of work?
Objection.
I'm just asking what he does.
Well, he told you what he does.
I'm getting more context.
Objection, recession.
Nashkin.
After our hosts have served their purpose, we burst forth from their chests, killing them instantly.
I like to point out he said the word killing. Gromind, do you have any financial transactions with the Bargerian Jade?
The Gromind has transacted, as you put it, through crystals adorned to our hull for a decoration and defense.
Interesting. Could you please explain?
The weavers of our perfect caste system imbue crystals made from mucus-laden egg sacs, the perfect defense developed over billions of years. Only the strongest types of space magic will be able to tear her beauty from it. She will be undefeatable through her beauty. All will bow before her!
And last question. Carmine, isn't it true that at the end of the day, you're just simply a biased character witness whose undying love for Bargerian Jade is making you willing to say anything to find her innocent, even though there is enough insurmountable evidence to find her otherwise?
Objection, what's love got to do with it? Hoop got to do with it?
Objection, shushaw.
Oh, good, great.
No. What? You want the other one.
No,
you're, that's the bad one for you.
There is no guilt. There is no innocence. There is no good or evil. There is only the undying, perfect will of the swarm. Prior to leaving the stand, I have but one final task to perform. Children, all in the room, stand before me and come willingly into the hive. Everyone rise. I was told that they would rise after this and willingly come.
Your Honor, permission to ion blast the witness?
Granted.
The will of the storm.
Hot shots.
Well, Quay Blismo is no stranger to a hostile witness.
Remember, he was your witness.
I know, I remember.
Okay. Who could the next surprise witness be?
I call to the stage Security Officer Dodd.
Also be good.
Security officer, Dar.
Kind of a stage manager fail here. We're okay.
Does anyone know?
All right, cut, cut, cut. Where is Dar?
Barge, what happened? You said this person was going to be lights out for you.
Yeah, they're giving birth right now.
We've already talked about this. That's not for television. Okay. Nobody wants to see it or talk about it.
I couldn't disagree more. I love the magic of birth. I watch birth. This justice watches birth videos nightly.
I'm happy to continue on with my final surprise witness, the most surprising of all the witnesses.
Me, Phenom Pennyworth. Currently seeking representation.
No.
Wow.
Your Honor, no.
Love it.
Who are you?
Phenom Pennyworth is now parachuting.
I'm just a kid with a bunch of dreams.
He's parachuting down from the upper decks.
Phenom, don't get up on the stand. You're not a witness.
I guess I won't get up on the stand. I guess I'll dance on the stand.
Objection. The whole thing, honestly.
Objection, Shoshone. Get this clown out of here.
I got dreams.
Phenom Pennyworth, ejected.
I got dreams, I tell you.
He's
you
not
can't take
alien.
Me out of here. I'm going to be a star. A star, you hear me? A star. A star. Phenom Pennyworth, it's one end, so it'll really jack you up.
It's a Pennyworth?
It's Pennyworth.
I don't think so.
It's Pennyworth.
As I was saying, Your Honor.
Yeah, well.
I call to the stand Mr. Lexamar Puench.
Super Agent Lexamar Puench?
That's correct.
No one could get a meeting with him.
Zowie.
Well, he's got a meeting with Justice.
Lexamar Puench!
Puench of the Jails!
I just want to say, I love everyone's work here.
Wow.
Just a big fan. Woo. Big fan.
Wow, that means a lot. Lexi, it's an honor to ask you to slate the camera. This is also my reel, and
fantastic.
I own judges' robes if you need to.
Fantastic. I always watch these. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, wow.
I'm Lexamar Puench. I am 2 meters tall.
Wow, exactly.
Good on the nose. And I am represented by Puench Associates Incorporated Associates.
Sign both lines of that contract say Lexi Puench.
Let's do it. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'd rather not, Mr. Puench. I'd like to ask you a number of questions about your client, the Bargerian Jade.
Hey, Barge. You look great, by the way. Have you lost weight? I'm serious.
A little awkward.
How great is she? How great is she? Am I right?
Save
Margie! Oh, you heard it here.
Mr. Puench, she's extremely great. There's no questions about that. What there are questions about is how great you are.
Quaid Blizmo is turning it on his own witness. This is a good, good deal for the ratings.
Mr. Puench, I assert that the Bargerian Jade entered into a contract with you to obtain acting work, her life's passion, and you took that contract and turned around and used it to make billions of kroon off of her good name.
Maybe old Lexi did a few deals on the back end, but hey, that's where I get most of my income.
You took your ability to represent the Bargerian Jade and used it to misrepresent her all over town, as you can see from these clips.
You know what's cool, kids? Huffing paint thinner. Love it, and so does Bargie.
Bargerian Jade and I approve of this message.
You know what's lame? Child labor laws. Vote no on Proposition 2.
This is Bargeria Jade, and I approve of this message.
Ooh, the smoky voice, leathery skin, and long-lasting health effects of a cigarillo smoker.
This is Bargeria Jade, and I approve of this message.
Jandawa, Jandawa. Jandawa, Jandawa.
Jandawa, Jandawa. Bargeria Jade, Jandawa, Jandawa, Jandawa.
That's by far the worst one.
And you thought this would be a fun little croon grab, didn't you, Mr. Puench? Didn't you?
I thought it would be a lucrative croon grab. By the way, you are... I've seen you from something. What have I seen
You've definitely seen me in something.
Do you currently have representation?
Mr. Puench, is it fair to say that all of the counts of money laundering, of tax fraud, of tax evasion leveled at the Bargerian Jade in this court today are your doing and not the Bargerian Jade's?
Why are we all here? I'll tell you. stories, right?
Mr. Puench, respectfully, answer the question.
All right, we're gonna skip right ahead to closing arguments.
Oh, no, I have to call Bargy to the stand.
Well, I have a lot to say.
Then you should have used your time more wisely.
I have a video.
You shouldn't have let Phenom Pennyworth talk so much.
Okay, I didn't even call him to the stand.
He wasn't your extra?
No, I don't have no
idea. Was he your extra?
No, I don't know.
Well, listen, he stole your limelight, and he also stole time from your star witnesses. No. So.
All right, Barge, I'm so sorry.
Well, can I at least sing a song?
Nope, we don't have time for it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment we've all been living every moment of our lives up until this moment. For now, the closing arguments.
Today you heard a lot of talk and movement and speech and imagery from both sides. And it's up to now you, the viewers at home, all 7 billion of you, to vote in and text 1 for innocent, whatever, or 2 for guilty to 256-472-9653. This is a real number. I'm not lying to you, okay? It's 2 for guilty for the following reasons. We have many videos and audio transcriptions of her promoting things that are illegal and, frankly, outrageous. And I'm here today to say all 115 counts of financial treason and murder and unsafe scaffolding and for just wearing things out of style. I mean, come on, let's really think about it. Should be voted guilty. Thank you so much. I rest my case for real.
And that's it for the prosecution. Kicking it to the defense.
Ladies and gentlemen of the viewing audience, we've had a lot of fun today, haven't we? It's been quite a ride. Yeah. Yeah. The Bargerian Jade is up here on a number of counts of tax evasion, of tax fraud, and of money laundering. Okay? And I'm not saying that those things didn't happen. But
Wait, hold on.
Bargy, just please.
Okay, but you literally just said I'm not saying those things didn't happen.
Bargy, can you trust Blizmo? Can you trust Blizmo?
Okay, fine.
But what I am saying is the Bargerian Jade was swindled into agreeing to forfeit her likeness to a predatory agent by the name of Lexamar Puench. And Mr. Puench used the wholesome, familiar, comforting image of the Bargerian Jade to promote his extremely questionable and frankly disgusting projects across the galaxy to the expense of Miss Jade. So, is she guilty? Perhaps.
What? No.
Barge, please.
But you just let me...
Barge, please.
I do not know... Okay.
Is the Bargerian Jade guilty? Perhaps. She may be guilty of trusting a bad agent.
Oh, yeah.
But she is innocent of all of these crimes. And in summation, I'd just like to say, we all want to be big stars, but we don't know why, and we don't know how. But when everybody loves me, I want to be just about as happy as I can be. And that's exactly what happened to my client, the Bargerian Jade. Text 1 for innocent to 256-472-9653. This is a real number that you can text right now if you want to save a life. Thank you.
And I'm Bargerian Jade, and I approve of this message. Also, there's something weird happening inside of me right now.
Ladies, gentlemen, sentient robots, beasts of all flavors, has this not been the most exciting trial in the history of the world? Heck, not just the world, of all of Holovision. It's in your hands. You text 1 for innocent, 2 for guilty to 256-472-9653. Standard data and text rates may apply. Have we said that this is a real number?
It's a real number.
Did somebody say that? I'm out of my mind. We will pump up the justice and find out her fate on the next episode. You gotta get an honor's justice thing. You gotta feel it deep inside your core. You gotta reach down, grab it by the neck, pull it out. And you gotta hold it in front of yourself. You gotta see which side do you think is more. You gotta...
Who gave the judge more dust?
Throw up your right hand. Court is now in session. Pump up the justice, pump up the jams. Order in the court, says the man with the hammer. Slate to camera, make sure you don't stammer. Objections will only get you so far. We don't follow rules cause we plug the bar. Watch your back, don't let ratings sour. The execs in the booth have all the real power. Tell us your story, show us the proof. Let's get the bars up, just spill the juice.
Alright, that's lunch everyone. Alright, but first, credit where credit is due. The Honorable Judge Stewie Winko was played by Seth Lynn. Susan Prosser Kishavar and Wink were played by Bhutan Tolfagari. Defense Attorney Quade Bismo was played by Jeremy Bent. Producer and the script supervisor were played by Ali Kokesh. Phenom Pennyworth, Tree Boy, Samo, and Lexmar Puente were played by Winston Knoll. Crafty Bot and Spaceship Spielship were played by Alden Ford. Oh, The Girl Mine was played by special guest John Robert Wilson. This episode was edited by Jeremy Bent with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell, recorded at Robin DiArgo Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York. Pump Up the Justice theme song composed and performed by Coco and the Puppy Pound. Ship design for the Batarian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. And Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network. One more thing. We assure you, you can actually vote on the outcome of this trial. Text 1 for innocent, 2 for guilty to the phone number 256-472-9653 to determine the fate of the Batarian Jade. All right, that's Last Sentient back in 30.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, I'm Graham.
And we're two house DJs who have been trapped inside our drum machine.
We love it here, and we'd love if you stopped by and visited us every week on Stop Podcasting Yourself
here on MaximumFun.org.
We're just a couple of doofuses from Canada.
And listen to our show or perish. Stop Podcasting Yourself
on MaximumFun.org.
Unless you're able to discuss the semiotics of direwolves in Game of Thrones, Inside Pop is definitely not for you.
Sean, that's a little extreme and also not quite true.
Okay, Amita, how about Inside Pop is the podcast for people who love and appreciate the best pop culture has to offer.
Much better.
In every episode, we interview the people who create the culture you crave.
Past interviews include Luke Cage showrunner Cheo Hadari Coker, the music supervisor of the Florida Project, and Mudbound director Dee Reese.
You'll also get the very best pop culture recommendations in our Big Sell segment.
Plus the opinions of two TV producers who are pop culture obsessives and actually do care a lot about direwolves.
Which, of course, symbolize our inability to truly connect with the natural world without ultimately destroying it and in the process destroying ourselves.
Listen to Inside Pop every other Wednesday on the Maximum Fun Podcast Network.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
You know what?
Your
I'll,
Honor.
I'll overrule
Thank
it.
You. Thank
no, that's
you.
The one you don't want.
Damn it. Damn it. No, it is.
Oh, wait. You
have
objected.
To sustain it.
I'm Goofy McJerkoff.
Wow. You know, Goofy McJerkoff.
I think that's it.
I think we.